3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday, and I got to tell you, it's a little toasty. Even I'm going to concede, it's a little toasty. 86, 87, 88. Yeah, all right, little toasty. I give it to you. So we've got AC cranking up throughout Central Virginia. Just a heads up, about a half hour or so from now, we're probably going to see some major thunderstorms come rolling through, and they're going to be with us for a period of time, certainly through this evening and into the overnight. And some of them could, in fact, be very, very problematic. All right, so just a heads up on that. The rest of the weekend not looking too bad. I'm taking a look at some of the economic numbers, and, you know, some folks had described this, what was it, Tariffmageddon? It's the end of the world! Donald Trump is talking, these tariffs are going to destroy everybody. It's terrible, terrible. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. There's a number over here. Retail sales edge upward. Egg prices are down, what, 50%? Appliance stores, electronics stores have seen an increase. I don't know. This is not quite exactly what was predicted. And then this morning I was watching, I think it was CNN, and they had a cavalcade of the world's most respected economists saying, don't fall for this. Don't fall for this. Now, I got one economist that I trust. I mean, again, Adam Smith is good. There are a couple of other, a couple of other folks that are okay as well. That Milton guy, Milton Friedman. But my favorite economist, Dr. Dave Pratt, Liberty University, senior vice president, never here on behalf of Liberty, but joins us every Friday. God bless him. He's a good guy and gives us a little insight on this. Dr. Pratt, good to have you with us.
Hey, Jeff, you must be looking at my Getter feed or my X feed now, Brad Economics, because I just posted a lot of nice charts your people like to see on the all the Ari Melber and CNN, MSNBC, and the financial. They were comparing the tariff stock market to the Great Depression.
Yeah.
So I posted a few charts that the Great Depression was pretty big. When you look at the charts in the long time series horizon, you cannot even see the Trump tariff market blip. It doesn't even show up in comparison with the Great Depression. And so, yeah, the leftist hype, it's such, I mean, there's no other way to, I on the show I was on, I said those folks better check out the Ninth Commandment, you know, in the good book. It's the do not lie, do not bear false witness thing.
Now, just so we're all clear, this is all stuff that's readily available.
Yes. And they just, that's the left. They got too many people that are just, they just turn on the news at night and believe it. And they're not verifying any of this information. It's just stunning.
It is, I guess economics doesn't actually have like a malpractice provision, but boy, if you guys did, seems to me that's exactly what this would be.
Yeah, well, and, you know, my side, I'm not exactly in a love fest with this budget we got coming out right now, too. It's a bunch of gimmicks. Mm-hmm. And I'll be posting on that. People can look it up. But basically, we're getting all the goodies. It's like we're picking groups for the vote in 2026 instead of just doing, you know, good supply-side tax cuts for economic growth that go to the middle class.
Yes.
And instead of doing that, we're doing all these deductions, and then the SALT guys out on the East Coast that live in mismanaged states, they want to up the New Yorkers. It was $10,000 deduction, then it went to $30,000. That was kind of, they were going to concede that much. And the New Yorkers want an $80,000 tax cut. And the guy up there, the Republican, why do you need this? He says, because the cost of living is high in New York City. So now the new Republican logic is through tax policy, you send money to the rich because the cost of living is high. I mean, I don't think that's a good long range plan.
And who does that get? The Republicans. And again, let me make very clear. Dave Brad is here. He is the senior vice president for business relations at Liberty University, but he's never here speaking on behalf of the university. These are his thoughts, issues,
yeah, that's
economics,
right.
The rest of it. Yeah, I just want everybody to be clear on that.
So, yeah, no, that's good.
If you and I, we happen to be Republicans, we, generally speaking, would like our side to be successful. We think we have better ideas, blah, blah, blah. Why is my side then, as you point out, desirous of sending money to lunatic left-wingers in New York? Do we really think that gets us a vote at some point?
No, I mean, they're obviously nervous and scared of re-election or whatever. But, yeah, you know, I've said it a million times, our side never runs on anything. A big, bold contract, and now you see why.
Yeah.
Because when they finally put out the budget, you can't run on this thing. It's not pretty, right? They just want to kind of pass it by, and it just went down in committee, right? I don't know if everybody knew that listening, but yeah, it went down in the budget committee. I used to sit on that committee, and it's not the ballpark. We only started off with, what's her name, has a great article in the Wall Street Journal today, Kim Strassel, summarizing.
Oh, yeah.
We started off with $1.5 trillion cut over 10 years. That's only $150 billion a year. It's a $7 trillion budget.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've gotten rid of all that. The $1.5 trillion collapsed to zero, and now we might actually even spend more than last year.
Wow.
And so that's where we're at as Republicans. And then they're going to critique the living daylights out of my buddies in the Freedom Caucus right now.
Mm-hmm.
For tanking the bill, but we cannot keep doing this. I mean, I'm not kidding you, folks. We haven't even talked about Social Security or Medicare yet. This is just the budget out of control. And it's really incomprehensible that the Republicans would do it. And I'll just give you one more data point. But the Republicans are funding the trans surgeries for adults in the Republican budget.
I bet
you didn't know that one. So, I mean, just a little bit shocking. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. No. I know. It's a wow. It's like, you know, the more you find out what's in this thing,
okay, yeah, that's
it's insane. Not good. And Trump's off doing great stuff all around the world, thinking big.
Yep.
And the Republicans, we should have been thinking big. How do you put together just a real deal, right, solid economic growth proposal that benefits the middle class? That's the new key word.
Yes.
And the Democrats are not hitting that target. And so if we would do the right thing here, we'd have a home run. And so we need to get our act together.
All right. Well, let me ask you, you have been inside that morass that is D.C.
Yeah.
And I know you got promoted to civilian. You're really upset about that,
exactly.
Right? But is it possible then? Is it possible for everybody on our side? We're never going to get anything from the Democrats. We only have a couple of votes to get anything done. Is it realistic then to do some of the stuff we're talking about? Or is this another, well, come on, we just got to kick the can and we'll look the other way and we'll do, you know, we'll gladly pay you for that hamburger next week that we're having today?
Well, I mean, it looks like it's not possible, right?
Yeah,
I mean, so the bad news this time is the middle class has been awakened, and there's this whole new group of Trump voters that are hyper-educated on this stuff, and they're spreading the word through the networks as fast as the thunderstorms coming at us.
Yeah.
And the people get it now. And so, ironically, the Republicans are scared of their shadow. They're not doing the big moves, but now they probably will lose in 2026 because of this budget. It's really that bad that the Republicans are just going to become totally cynical unless Trump can. Trump might have to come in. He didn't want to get in the middle of this budget brawl. He's already, unifying the globe around tariffs and war and everything, and he's doing.
Yeah.
It looks like he's getting a huge success over in the Middle East, UAE, Saudis, Qatar, some of our enemies.
That's right.
He's bringing them inside the fold and telling them to behave, and it looks like they're going to behave.
I know. I got to say it. I say it out loud. People look at me. I have never seen anything like this. I thought, Dave, that Ronald Reagan would always be the best president during my lifetime, and I got news for you. I mean, I love the good President Reagan, but boy, President Trump is just, he's kicking rear ends and taking names and getting it done.
Yeah, well, and you're right. And then he's putting an end to the globalists and the people that don't know what that is. You know, you can go educate yourself. It takes a while. It's kind of a deep dive. But he is structurally ending the globalists. I met with the ambassadors to Egypt last week and a bunch of other countries, and they're all real happy with what's going on. And Trump loves countries like Egypt, right? Big, strong national countries. And he's telling them, you be yourselves. He said, we're going to be us. We're going to be the USA, but you be Egypt and you be Saudi, right? And we used to be friends with all these guys. And that doesn't mean we agree with them. And Trump does say, but you better follow the American rules because we got some pretty good rules going, better than yours, right? And so he's being friendly, but he's laying down the law at the same time, and it's a pretty fantastic move.
Here's one, Dave, that I'm almost willing to bet you and I never thought we would see. I know I never thought we'd see it. Because of Donald Trump, you had YMCA by the Village People played by the Saudis, and I thought, well, there you go. I don't need to see anything else ever again. I don't know how he does it, but he did it. And if you can do that, brother, then you are bringing peace and prosperity to everybody as far as I'm concerned.
No, it's the irony. It's like Nixon goes to China or whatever. Yeah. It's the that's what I was saying about the budget. It's for too long. You know, just in literature or in our universities, we've all learned to kind of, you know, submit to this little scientific tinkering, right? Just incremental changes around the edges.
Yes.
And the rest of world history was not like that. We had great thinkers with big, bold ideas.
Yep.
And so Trump's no theoretician, but he's just doing it. And it's shocking. It's shocking the left. They don't know what to do about it.
Do you think, because again, you've been in the middle of this, and let me remind everybody, Dave Bratt is joining us. You've been in the middle of this. You know plenty of folks on the D side of things.
Yeah.
For the life of me, I can't figure it out. Maybe you can. Do they have a game plan other than yes to illegal immigration and yes to transgender surgery? I don't hear them talking about anything else.
No, they unfortunately they do not. The smarter ones, you know, the Carvilles, and there's a few other people. What's his name? Robert Reich just wrote a piece a couple days back. If you want to read his piece, and he's it's not enough to be negative. He says we got to come up with our own populist message, and Trump has won the populist message with the middle class. And the left is freaking out, and so the left knows it's got to do it, but they, like you just said, they're picking the craziest fringe, you know, 5-10% issues, not the 90% issues. And AOC is sticking up for, you know, the criminal down there that beat his wife and is a trafficker and all this, and they're running on this. But more to your point, no, they do not have a set of policy proposals at all. But this is what I was saying about the mainstream media and the followers. The average person's just wiped out. They come home from work, they turn on the news, and then they see claims like Republicans are wiping out Medicaid. And that's a totally false statement.
Yep.
The Republicans, all they're doing is saying, for the poor who we want to help, we want to send checks to the poor who need health for their family, right?
That's right.
But in order to get those checks, you can't stay at home. You have to be working, and you only have to work 80 hours a month, right? And also, there's a in order to get it, you just got to sign up for part-time education.
Yeah,
that's the Republican policy, and the Dems are saying we're cutting Medicaid, and we're not. And then in Politico also had a good article today on these 12 pros and cons of the tax bill, whatever. And we're also on Medicaid. We're checking the mailing addresses for Medicaid recipients to make sure it's not fraud.
Right.
And Politico and the left says that's a cut. And I'm like, what? Explain that to me again. And so you do have to kind of get in the weeds a little bit to see who's telling the truth.
Yeah. Well, we've got an obligation to tell the truth. Now, I want to say, this has to be a regular thing now, Dave, that after every discussion we have on Fridays, we end it with something positive.
Positive, yeah, good.
It. So good. Flames, Lady Flames, something good? Are we winning something this weekend?
Oh, yeah, no, softball championships and men's lacrosse championships, tennis championships, all the stuff going great. And, you know, I think we graduated 25,000 people and 60,000 people on campus. It was crazy busy. And it's Flag Day coming up, so, you know, that's also good news. We need to rally and unify around, you know, this country and just be thankful. It's a blessing. This country's a blessing, and we need to be thankful. And so even when I'm harping on the negative news, it's only because I believe in this country and I have hope in the American people always.
Absolutely. Dave, I always appreciate you being here, brother. I want you to have a fantastic weekend, and we will chat again soon.
All right. God bless you, Jeff. Thanks for the show. Great.
Thank you. Thank you. That is Dave Brandt. Dave is just salt of the earth, brilliant guy, as you know, and an unabashed lover of the American people. That's part of his message. I'm so glad he said that at the end. That's what motivates. It's what motivates a lot of us. We love this country. There's nothing negative about it. And in a moment, I'm going to have to explain a little bit about Medicaid and Medicare, because I'm seeing within the disability community people saying, oh, they're, you know, Trump and the Republicans are going to kick all the disabled people off of Medicare. Not even close to true. Jeff Katz, News Radio,